Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I am Nandita Khemka. It's Friday, the 14th of November. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape trade today. The market closed absolutely flat on the eve of the crucial Bihar election results. The Nifty ended the session just below the 25,900 mark, while the Sensex too finished unchanged. With counting day here, all eyes will be on the outcome. Typically, state elections don't tend to sway the equity markets in a big way, but this one is different because of the NDA's current composition at the center. Along with progress in India-US trade talks and an improving domestic outlook, the markets seem to be factoring in a comfortable NDA win, as indicated by most exit polls. But as we all know, and as the last general election taught us, exit polls don't always match the final result. So political stability will be a key sentiment driver through today's session. The GIFT Nifty, meanwhile, is hinting at a negative start this morning. Coming back to Thursday's trade, the Nifty rose for a fourth straight day, but ended well off its highs, slipping more than 150 points from the intraday peak. The mid-cap index underperformed, and overall market breadth was skewed towards declines. The Nifty Bank, however, stood out, hitting a fresh lifetime high and outperforming the broader market. Sectorally, metals, pharma and real estate were among the top gainers, while PSU banks, autos and IT lost some ground. Asian Paints was the top Nifty gainer, rising around 4% after its strong Q2 performance. Grow continued to build on gains, climbing over 4%. Prestige Estates, Honasa and Data Patterns also reacted positively to their quarterly earnings. And Lupin gained about 1% after receiving an establishment inspection report from the US FDA for its Aurangabad facility. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors remained sellers, but the quantum of selling has come down as they sold shares worth just about 380 crore rupees. But domestic funds bought shares worth nearly 3,100 crore rupees in the cash market, according to provisional data. Experts say the near-term trend for the Nifty remains positive, but we could see bouts of volatility ahead of Bihar Assembly results. Immediate support sits around the 25,750 to 25,700 zone, while a sustained move above 26,000 could take the index towards 26,300 as early as next week. Let's take a quick check on the global markets. Asian markets are under pressure this Friday, tracking a sharp sell-off on Wall Street. Technology stocks remain the weak link, and renewed doubts over a December Fed rate cut continues to weigh on sentiment. Japan's Nikkei is down nearly 2% in early trade, dragged by a broad decline in tech names. SoftBank tumbled as much as 8%, its third straight day of losses, following continued weakness in global AI stocks. US futures, however, are ticking up slightly after a bruising session overnight. All three major US indices ended lower on Thursday as investors once again dumped technology stocks, particularly those linked to the artificial intelligence theme, amid rising concerns around stretched valuations. The major US benchmarks, along with the small-cap Russell 2000, logged their worst single-day performance since 10th of October. Fresh commentary from the US Fed officials has added to the uncertainty, with policymakers signaling caution over whether the central bank should deliver a rate cut in December. That hawkish tone sent US Treasury yields higher. The 10-year yield climbed about 4 basis points to 4.12%, even as investors welcomed the end of the longest US government shutdown in history. The US dollar weakened, with traders reassessing the long-term credibility of the greenback following the shutdown and bracing for a rush of delayed economic data. The dollar index slipped to around 99.14. The White House confirmed that the October employment report will be released, but notably without the jobless rate, since the household survey couldn't be conducted during the shutdown. That missing piece makes the path of interest rates even murkier heading into year-end. In commodities, gold prices fell nearly 1%, pulling back from a three-week high, as broader market volatility triggered some profit-taking after the government reopened. Oil prices, meanwhile, edged higher after steep losses in the previous session, with investors weighing oversupply concerns against the impact of looming US sanctions on Russia's Luke oil. Now let's shift focus to the stocks that could be in action today. Tata Motors' demerged CV business reported a weak set of numbers for the September quarter. It posted a net loss of 867 crore rupees compared to a profit of nearly 500 crore rupees in the same period last year. Revenue grew 6% year-on-year, but profitability took a big hit, with EBITDA plunging almost 99% and margins collapsing to just 0.1%. The company also reported mark-to-market losses of nearly 2,000 crore rupees on its Tata Capital investments, which dragged the bottom line into the red. Despite that, Tata Motors remains net cash positive to the tune of 1,200 crore rupees. Hero MotoCorp, meanwhile, delivered a steady quarter. Net profit rose nearly 16% year-on-year, supported by healthy revenue growth and stable margins. The company sold close to 17 lakh vehicles during the quarter, with broad-based demand across entry-level, deluxe and scooter segments. Its EV arm Vida also continued to scale up rapidly, now holding an 11.7% market share of the electric two-wheeler market. The company has approved an investment of up to 170 crore rupees for its Global Parts Center 2.0 in Tirupati, which is expected to go live in FY27-FY28. Apollo Tyres reported a mixed set of numbers, with net profit declining to 258 crore rupees, while revenue and EBITDA saw mid-teens growth. Voltas posted a weak quarter impacted by an unusually lean summer and GST-related demand deferment. Net profit fell sharply to 34 crore rupees, revenue slipped over 10% and margins halved to around 3%. LG Electronics India also saw a soft quarter with profit down 27% year-on-year, though revenues remained steady. On the consumption side, Jubilant Foodworks reported a strong performance with profits rising to 186 crore rupees, driven by nearly 20% revenue growth and steady margins. Defence major Bharat Dynamics delivered an impressive set of numbers, with net profit jumping over 75% and revenue more than doubling. The company also announced a 2,095 crore rupee contract with the Ministry of Defence for Invar anti-tank missiles used in T-90 tanks. Vishal Megamart turned in another strong quarter with double-digit growth in revenue, EBITDA and net profit, while margins showed improvement as well. NSDL reported a steady performance with profit rising to 110 crore rupees and margins holding firm. Among other stocks to watch, Tata Motors Passenger Vehicles, Siemens, Glenmark Pharma, Exide Industries and Marico will be reporting their quarterly earnings today. Moving on to some other stocks that will be in the limelight today, Sagility Promoters are expected to sell up to 16.4% stake via block deals, with a floor price set at 46 rupees 40 paise per share, around an 8% discount to Thursday's close price. Infosys will also remain in focus as today marks the record date for its massive 18,000 crore rupee share buyback. In the asset management space, Nippon Life India has announced a strategic collaboration with European fund manager DWS. As part of the deal, DWS will acquire up to a 40% stake in Nippon's AIF arm by subscribing to fresh equity. The two will work together to build an alternative investment fund franchisee in India. In a major relief for manufacturing industries, the government has withdrawn 14 BIS quality control orders. The move is expected to ease input costs and supply pressures for chemical, plastics and textile manufacturers, and in turn support MSMEs in packaging, textiles and molding. On the IPO front, Pine Labs makes its debut on the Lal Street today after its issue was subscribed 2.5 times. Meanwhile, the 877 crore rupee IPO of Capillary Technologies opens for subscription today, with a price band of 549 to 577 rupees a share. Before we wrap up, Manipal Group's Ranjan Pai has officially submitted a bid for Think and Learn, the parent company of Byju's. This is the only expression of interest submitted so far and comes shortly after the Supreme Court cleared the rights issue at Akash, as Money Control had reported earlier. And with that, we are out of time. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news and updates through the day. Thanks for listening.